This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Back, or I should say, welcome back. To another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And always, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But give me your name. Your email address, you know, I want to be able to send you an email once a week and let you know what's going on. Who's going to be on the show? Topics going to be discussing. And, you know, it changes from day to day, minute to minute at times. But seriously, you know, at least it gives you, you can decide what night you want to watch and what topics you want to do. I'm looking at this Pennsylvania race. 95% of the precincts are in. You've got Lamb is at 50.0, and it's closing. Okay, and I can't believe they're not going to do. They'll probably do a recount. And the Republican Saccone is at 49.4%. Now, right now, even if it stops right now, you got a 0.6%. Lamb would win by 0.6% or half a percent or whatever it ends up closing at. All right? They still got 5% more to count. Now, the Democrats, let's just say it closes now at 100% and they win. The Democrats will be ecstatic with themselves saying, see, this is what's going to happen in 2018. And then by the time you stop laughing, you can actually respond to them. You're excited about a mandate? Is less than a half a point spread? Really, that's the mandate. Your guy spent three times as much as ours, and you can only get ahead by a couple of hundred votes when it comes to over 100,000 votes that were cast? Seriously, that's the best they could do. Right? I mean, it'd be one thing. I'd be sitting here scratching my head and worried about what's going to happen in 18. If it was, you know, if Lamb was 57%, 58, 59, and Saccone was only like 41, 42, whatever it worked out to be, then I'd be going, okay, you've got something to get excited about. But right now, nothing. You have nothing to be excited about. Three times the money, and the best you can do is a couple hundred votes. That's great. All right, I'm Joe Messina. Hey, I gotta spew something, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, look, after the first break, we're going to bring on Regis Giles, and in her own right, you know, I could talk about her husband, but this isn't about her husband. I know some of you know who he is. But she's written a book, How Not to Be a Me Too Victim, but a Warrior Chick. Now, if you're upset with those terms, don't take them up with me. Take them up with her. She goes on to say in the opening, which I like, do I want this to be happening? Why is his hand on my waist? Is he really fondling my breasts? What do I do? Why is he in the bathrobe? Why is he taking off the bathroom? God, I need to get out of here. I thought this was going to be professional. No one unless they've been in the same situation, could ever really understand the stress of self-doubt one goes through when sexual harassment occurs. Regis Childs' new book will teach you how to escape the world of Me Too and truly become a warrior chick. You know, it's about time, because the Hollywood types aren't doing it. Those Hollywood women are coming out you poor thing, kind of this, right? The same ones that were assaulted themselves years ago but never said anything, because you know why? Because they wanted to keep, their job or get their job or get their, whatever it is. You know, get their part. It's nuts. So, you know, they're just as guilty. I've always said this. They're just as guilty of letting it happen. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you try to bury it, how you try to hide it. If somebody's being taken advantage of, if you were taken advantage of as a woman, I guess, which was prevalent in Hollywood for years and still is, apparently. Right? I mean, if that's the case, then shame on you. Why didn't you work to fix it? Why didn't you work to make sure that it didn't happen again? I've never understood that. And then we're the ones that hate women? Are you guys serious? For real? For real serious? Whatever the word is. I would love somebody to write me and tell me how they justify, how they sleep at night, how they feel good at night about the fact, though, that they were sexually assaulted several times and gave in, so to speak. And it was all okay. It was all, you know, good for their career or wonderful as long as they got their career done. That they could feel bad about it now, but they didn't have to later. See, I don't get where the line, I don't understand where the line gets drawn. Drawn? What the heck? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't understand. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I look at stuff like that and say, how do you allow, you guys on the left especially, because you're the ones always telling us about, you know, the moral equivalence to all this. How do you let this happen? You must condone it. I don't hear anybody screaming about it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Don't go far. Regis Childs joins me after the break. To learn, don't be a Me Too victim. Just don't. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. You don't even have to be afraid of it. I know they'd like you to be, but you don't have to. I just give you information where you can, you know, manage those on the left who think they have you pegged. Now, you know, we talk about this on a regular basis, and I always get it handed to me, if you would, when I talk about you know, the plight of women, the things they have to go on, they, I shouldn't say have to, the things they go through in the work world, and the, and this whole thing that happened in Hollywood recently made me crazy. And a part of it that made me crazy was that the women who had been through this over the last decades never spoke up, never said anything because they were too concerned about self. Because there were two, you know, again, this whole thing about, what about me? I don't want to ruin my career. I want to be able to get more jobs. But, and they didn't care what happened to other people. So now we have to teach the others how to stand up for themselves. Because ain't nobody going to do it for you, apparently. And recently, Regis Giles has written a book called How Not to Be a Me Too... I love this title, by the way. How Not to Be a Me Too Victim, But a Warrior Chick. If you have a problem with the word chick, I am not the guy to bring it up with... Bring it up with Regis. Regis, thanks for joining me tonight.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Always, always. I love these topics. I gotta tell you, I think these things are great. So let me tell people what you were quoted with saying from a podium here recently. You said, I'm sick and tired of seeing defenseless girls being abducted in broad daylight by some perverted freak who gets aroused by raping and murdering them. My company stands for those girls who have decided not to be the victim and arm themselves with a gun that will pump lead into an attacker at 1,200 feet per second. We have to. Great statement. No, but I agree. We teach our girls to be victims. And then when daddy, me, you know, I remember once talking about when my daughter goes off to college and I talk to her about being careful, about, you know, when she's out at parties or out at certain things, how to be careful. All of a sudden, I become part of the rape culture. This is such a confusing message. First, let's talk about, give me the 80,000-foot overview of your book, and then we'll hit the specifics.
Well, Joe, thanks for having me again. And the Me Too movement is right in giving women a voice. However, it's lacking, and it took a nasty turn. They started targeting men who didn't actually commit any sexual assaults or rapes and were rather just creepy flirters. And I saw that as there's something missing in our culture here, and that's strong, confident women. As much as the feminists like to say that they are strong, empowered women, they are telling women, no, they don't need to fight, learn how to fight for their lives and protect themselves. Rather, if someone should attack them, they need to teach that man they're not supposed to rape and or, you know, just defecate all over themselves to prevent the attacker from wanting to attack them anymore. When my solution is learn jujitsu and put the man in a pretzel before he can do any harm to you, or if you have to, you know, carry a firearm and pump two rounds at 1,200 feet per second into his center mass.
Not
every fight has to come to that, but need be, it's your life, and you have to protect it.
But Regis, you don't understand what empowerment is, apparently, because empowerment to the left is making sure that when you walk out of the red carpet, you have as little clothing as possible on, because we don't want anybody to be, you know, it's just amazing to me. They're out there with these little, right?
What's more shocking is when the feminists go marching, go protesting, and they're naked.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how is that empowering women? That's giving men a free peep show, you know? That real empowerment comes from learning how to defend your life. And the best way to defend your life is to avoid a fight. And that's what my book is all about. I'm teaching women literally how to not volunteer to be vulnerable, not to place themselves in situations where they will have to fight. But if they need to fight, there's other information in the book, how to not be a hashtag Me Too victim, but a hashtag warrior chick.
Well, you know, they scare all the males because what they tell us, if I talk to my daughter, or I talk to other women, and we talk about these issues on the show, if I talk to other women about this, how, you know, places you really shouldn't be late at night, and don't put yourself in a position where you may have an incident happen, where you may have to defend yourself. They don't say, hey, you know, Joe, that's good advice. They say, no, you're part of the rape culture. You're suggesting just because a woman's in the wrong place at the wrong time that a man has a right to touch her. I never said that. I would never say that, but there's evil
right.
in this world. Okay? Why stick yourself in the middle of evil and think that you have a right to be safe and fine? Because it's not going to happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's just certain neighborhoods you avoid. And there are certain areas and situations that you don't place yourself in because there is a possibility something bad is going to happen. That's not wrong. That's not part of the rape culture. That's just common sense. And I think the best way to teach men not to rape is by beating the crap out of them should they try. Call me naive.
No, listen, there's two sides to that, okay? One is, dads, you need to step up and be dads. That's number one. You need to teach
right.
your kids, you need to teach your young men how to treat a young woman, okay? This is not a game, this is not a joke, but we've so devalued life. We've so devalued the things that we do on a daily basis. You know, you talk about abortion and other things, but our kids, our young kids, are not taught real value. Do you agree that that's part of the problem?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the MTV culture has definitely showed men that women are just a commodity and they can be easily, they come and go. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a documentary on Netflix called Liberated, The New Sexual Revolution. And what I see on there is absolutely shocking. And it goes through what happens on these spring breaks that's just coming up this week at Panama Beach. They focus on this area and how vile the men are and the women during this time period, and they just complete lack of respect for each other. It's just debauchery all around. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that, ladies, if you really don't want to be molested or treated in that way that the men are treating them, don't go.
Yep. Hey, we got to go for a quick break.
Don't go to those beaches.
We got to go for a quick break. I want to talk about this more when we come back. I want to talk about what is rape and what is perceived rape. I got a whole bunch of things I want to talk to you about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Regis Giles joins me. We're talking about her new book. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
Back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you have said in the past, I don't want to hear my voice. I don't want to get on radio. I get so nervous. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. Send me an email. Joe at, I can't make it any easier for you. Joe at TheRealSide.com. That's Joe at TheRealSide.com, where you can, again, you send me an email, say, hey, here's a subject, here's who I'd like to see you get on, you know, here's the topics I'd like you to discuss, and that would be great. It would make life easier. Listen, let's welcome our friends from Atlanta, Georgia. I always love when we add people to the family. WCFO, 1160 AM, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks for becoming a new member of the family. I want to get right back to my guest. I really love books like this. I love people who are willing to take on issues that really nobody else wants to talk about. It's almost like any kind of political issue, any kind of politically incorrect. You know how much I love politically incorrect stuff. But any of these politically incorrect issues, people get so nervous and they get so bent out of shape over. And they don't need to be. You really don't. Because ultimately, we're all on the same page. We all want what's better for our community, our kids. But Regis Giles joins me. She's written a book called How Not to Be a Me Too Victim, but a Warrior Chick. I love the title. Regis, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Joe.
You know, as I said to you before, I am so tired of these issues. You know, I talk about certain issues and they tell me I can't. Why? Because I'm an old white guy. I have no right to talk about female issues. I have no right, you know, to talk about black issues or anything along those lines. It's almost like the left really wants you guys to be
racist,
victim.
You know?
That's, yeah, well, that's true, too, but... Depending on who you ask, I'm part of the rape culture, too.
Every middle-aged white male is a racist and a bigot. Don't you know?
I didn't get the memo. I can't find that one in my dictionary. Oh, God. So let's talk about the book and what you're actually doing in the book, okay? So you're not just complaining about, because that's what they say about us. All we do is complain. You're not complaining about the Me Too movement as much as you are complaining about, you know, women just falling in line with being a victim when they really don't have to be. They can, there is a way out of this, is there not?
100% there is a way out of this. And I feel like a lot of the women that I've seen say that they've been sexually assaulted haven't experienced sexual assault at all. And what they've experienced is maybe a hand on the knee and a hand on the lower back that was maybe a little bit too low. That's not real sexual assault, in my opinion. In my opinion, sexual assault is violent and forceful, but it involves the grabbing or fondling of your parts that you don't want to be grabbed or fondled. And it can include verbal threats too, sexual assault. However, what these women are describing isn't real acts of crime. And the sad thing about it is that there is this social media justice that has occurred, and a lot of guys who've been called out publicly because of this Me Too movement have been fired when there was no due process. And that's the dangerous turn I saw this Me Too movement take. And I wanted to change it. I wanted to change the idea of this victimhood mentality and give women the real empowerment that they need. And that's learning how to defend your life, learning how to say, hey, you know, he was a creepy flirter, but my life wasn't attacked. I'm okay. I have the confidence within me to know that I could turn him into a pretzel, put a wrist lock on him, or choke him out if need be. And that's what this book is giving women. It's giving them back what they need, the real empowerment that so many of the feminist movements have not given them. You know what, Joe? The Second Amendment has been giving more equality to women than any feminist movement this nation has seen. And that's the truth.
Well, definitely, it definitely gives you an equal playing field. It definitely gives you a way and an ability to defend slash protect yourself. But, you know, it's funny with all this conversation. I was just thinking about some of the accusers out there that you've seen go away, never really come back again. You know, where are the Judge Roy Moore accusers? Where's the Trump accusers? You know, we could go on and on with all this. And then you look at what happened at Duke University, where those young men were accused of rape. And now you come to find out a couple of years later, after their lives are ruined, you come to find out that it never happened, that they were telling the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, something like this is so egregious that it ruins the life of the other person. There's got to be some accountability, right?
And that's what I discuss in Chapter 7 of my book, How to Not Be a Hashtag Me Too Victim But a Hashtag Warrior Chick. Don't cry rape if it didn't happen. And the women that do this are, in my opinion, the most vile beings on the planet, because they are purposely setting out to destroy another person's life, their private life, their business life. Everything comes to crumbling down because of one false accusation. Opinions are made and before the due process is actually occurring. People are getting fired. Relationships are breaking up, you know, kids are losing their parents because of these accusations, and they're not, and some of them, most of them, not real. There's no real accusation there. So the women that do this, I believe they need to be imprisoned and given a heavily fine because it's blackmail. It's in essence.
It's great that you said that because there have been a couple of stories I've done in the last couple of months that I can't get anybody to respond to where, you know, a young man has done, you know, 5 years in prison and then the woman feels bad about it and then she opens up and says, you know what, he never really touched me. The rape never really happened.
Yeah.
And you ask a feminist, should she go to jail? And most of them say the same thing, that a woman should be believed no matter what, and no, because it's somehow in some way she felt violated. The bullpuckies. No. You lie, you pay the consequence, right?
Absolutely. And you know what that woman is doing also? She's endangering real victims because it makes it a risk that another woman who's actually been raped or sexually assaulted might not even want to come forward because the police, she might think that the police won't believe her. And because of these women who say, oh, I was raped, and then it wasn't true. There's a woman in my book, in chapter 7, where I say, don't cry rape if it didn't happen. She was in London, and it's case in point. She accused about 9 men of committing rape and sexual assault against her, and it didn't happen at all, and she was actually jailed and given a heavy fine. And this needs to be an example for all of the other women who are attempting to do this because they're endangering other women by doing this.
It's too
easy. They're putting other women's lives at risk. If they actually cared about victims, women who... And I hate that word, victim. I believe women who've gone through an assault are survivors. They're tough women who've gone through it. They have to deal with it mentally. They have to live with it on a day-to-day basis to get over that. And I hats off to those women because that is some real shiitake that they went through. And these women who are pretending that they went through that, they're vile, and I have no tolerance for them.
Well, we have to go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll finish up with this. But I really want to know what you're expecting women to get out of this book. And maybe not just women. Maybe men need to pick up this book to understand what you're going through. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I got an old-time listener who says, what's with the old music? No, see, old music is, you know, Jimmy Dorsey. That's old music. I'm doing 70s stuff. Get over yourselves. You know, if you want a music station, go find one. It's not a music station. It's not a music show. Anyway, I'm Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. And thank you so much for joining me. And I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. I know there's my favorite saying, there's 3,000 other shows out there, but you've chosen this one, and I much appreciate that. I also think it shows you exactly what a high IQ you have, which can, you know, which is a really good thing to have. Anyhow, I've got Regis Giles on with me. She's written a book, How to Not Be a Me Too Victim, But a Warrior Chick. And again, Regis, love the title. Thanks for being on with me tonight.
pleasure, Joe.
And so let's what do you want a young lady or a woman in particular to pick up your book? They read the book, and what do you want them to get out of it? What do you want them to feel when they're done with the book?
It's actually a pamphlet guide to start implementing daily habits on not volunteering to be vulnerable. So what I want them to do is start adapting their day-to-day routines to what I suggest in the book. And after 17 years of hand-to-hand self-defense training, I've been able to avoid many fights. I've gone through them because sometimes you just can't avoid a fight. And I lived in Miami, Florida. There's a lot of guys, creepy guys, trying to grab at me. And I was able to avoid getting into a situation like sexual harassment or assault because I was easily implementing the rules or advice that I give in Chapter 3. And this is something that people need to read to understand, yes, self-defense is logical. Using any means of self-defense is logical. Here's some ways to avoid getting into a fight. Should you get into a fight, get ready to be hit because that's what happens. And then knowing your legal use of force, what that entails, what you're going to face and have to prove in a court of law. And then it also goes through the women who teach men how to rape, who are teaching the dog, basically training them that this kind of behavior is acceptable and how that needs to stop because it endangers other women who don't want that kind of behavior. And then don't cry rape if it didn't happen. And the final chapter, I kind of define what is a warrior chick. So the book is something that will immediately empower man or woman. And it's great, simple advice that can be implemented as soon as you leave your house.
You know, I was just thinking as you were talking about taking classes, you said learn how to take pain or something like that. You know, when young men are learning how to play football in high school, one of the things they do is they go through the most to get, they get hit. They get, you know, one guy hits another guy. You learn what that pain is about. You learn how to work through it. And not that you should learn how to deal with the pain of going through this, but to take the shock out of it, to take that shock moment out of it, should more women take the karate, the jiu-jitsu, whatever the classes they are to learn, hey, look, you might feel some pain, but you can work through it and you can still protect yourself.
Absolutely. In my training courses, that's what I went through. It's not unnecessary pain. It's not roughhousing or anything like that. It's real. It's in a controlled situation, so you understand what is actually going to happen to you should you get into a fight. And I, being a smaller female and fighting with very big, heavy, strong men, I've learned that sometimes I'm going to have to fight from the bottom, and that means my back is on the ground and they're on top of me. How do I survive that situation? I've learned how to fight comfortably from being on the bottom, being squashed, you know, put in all these crazy different positions. And the amount of confidence, knowledge, and ability that jiu-jitsu itself gives you is absolutely... You cannot put a price on it.
And you know, you have feminists out there now, their eyeballs are popping saying, well, a woman should never be in that position. You know, society should allow it. Men should, you know what, move to where they have unicorns. There are nasty people.
Exactly.
There are evil people in the world.
God gave man free will, and the line that divides every person from good and evil goes straight through the heart of every man. And we never know who that person is.
Regis, you mean person, right? Because you can't use man anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I mean man in the biblical sense, Joe. Okay?
God.
But it's true. And you most likely, in a rape situation or a sexual assault situation, it's going to be, ladies, someone you know very well, or they're a friend. And that is the case for most places, for most crimes like this. And so you have to get mentally prepared to be able to defend your life should said cousin, uncle,
right,
you know, husband, boyfriend try and do this to you.
Yep.
And the most violent disputes are domestic disputes. And that's where most cops see homicides and crimes like this. And being mentally capable to defend your life is it comes with the training. Your reflexes and your instincts immediately tap in, and you don't really have time to think. But that's why you not only need to buy my book, How to Not Be a Hashtag Me Too Victim, but a Hashtag Warrior Chick, but you also need to go and find an academy that teaches self-defense courses.
Yep.
And learn how to train with a firearm, because a gun equalizes the playing field for us ladies.
All right, so I got a couple of questions for you from the chat room. One guy says, okay, so if I ask her out, opened the door for her, helped her carry something heavy, would she be triggered? In other words, young women are being taught today that belittles you. When a man offers to open your door, when a man offers to help you, carry something for you, that we're triggering you. You don't believe that, do you?
No, even though, so I was raised, I have one sister and that's my only other sibling. My dad treated us not like little girls. We were like, we were the ones taking out the garbage. We were the ones bringing in the heavy groceries. You know, we were the children doing all the heavy lifting and the chores. And I think he did that in a way to show that yes, we can do anything we need to and put our minds to. But I believe that yes, a man should help out, and yes, he should be chivalrous and a gentleman, and that's the way. That's how we will get back to normal, if men and women start interacting the way that God intended us to. I think we would have less of this hashtag me too. He raped me. Oh, actually, he just put his hand on my knee. But you know, like, that will go away. And
I agree with you. I think when you they call them old fashioned values. I don't. I just call them values. I mean, if I'm I value my daughters. I value my sons. I value my wife. You treat people a different way when you have a value for them. And there's nothing wrong with showing honor to a young lady or showing honor to your husband or wife or what have you. But they think that equality is almost a cold thing when you talk about equality. But look, we're running out of time, and I want you to tell people where they can get your book, and if you're posting up writings, I want you to tell people where they can find you and learn more about you.
Go to girlsjustwanttohaveguns.com. That's my website. On there you can find a link to my book, How to Not Be a Hashtag Me Too Victim but a Hashtag Warrior Chick. We're selling it on Amazon, but it's posted all over the website, so it's hard to miss. And yeah, I publish articles daily. Follow me on Facebook at Girls Just Want to Have Guns and on Instagram at Regis Giles.
Always, Regis, thank you for being with me. We'll probably, you know, again, if you ever have an article that you really want to talk about, send me a copy of it and we'll get you back on the air again, because we need more young women out there talking about how not to be a victim. So thanks for being with me. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, whatever it is you're drinking. We'll be back. Talk about that race that's going on right now in Pennsylvania. We'll be back in a few minutes.